Welcome back to Inside Agriculture on this Friday morning. Ricky Klaverkamp here. Jamie Dickerman sat down with Mike Krueger yesterday on Farm Talk. They talked a bit about the climate and the markets.
There's a lot hanging in the balance. If it gets that hot and that dry, I mean, there's, you know, that could change things up drastically.
Particularly in the soy complex, right? I mean, the corn is done pollinating for the most part, but this bean crop, they are still blooming, blossoming, filling. And even though a lot of the country and even a lot of parts of North Dakota and in the upper plains here have had some decent rain over the last 10 days, we start cranking the temperatures up into the mid-90s again. That can have a little impact on maybe potential yield.
You mentioned, of course, the Chinese and their purchases of U.S. products, and that situation with that relationship. You know, the Chinese economy has been something that's been kind of an alarm bell for people right now.
In fact, that was one of the reasons, supposedly, that the financial markets collapsed for a couple of days this week. China's government has continued to try to stimulate their economy. They want economic growth back, or GDP back above 6%, and they're just struggling to get even half of that. And the last numbers weren't good, and that leads everybody to believe that demand is going to falter. I think historically, if you look, though, there's only been a couple of things that's backed off China's demand for soybeans. One was African swine fever, when their herds were cut by 20%. So I think China's been an aggressive buyer, certainly first out of Brazil. But now we're in that gap between when the Brazilian exports are probably gone, at least in the next month or two, and they have to come to the U.S. for beans for several months. And I'm pretty optimistic that they're going to, barring any unforeseen, you know, geopolitical hassle that disrupts everything again, I think they'll continue to buy U.S. soybeans. And I think corn and wheat, the thing that's been lacking for months is export demand. Wheat demand slowly getting better on the export side. Corn demand is just so-so.
And as far as the relationship between the United States and China, you know, there for a while, it was a lot of talk. There was a lot of media coverage on it. Now, it seems like things have been a little bit quieter. What are you seeing and hearing as far as just overall relations between the two countries?
It's been very quiet. And the one item that I think, the overwhelming item, that if it rears its ugly head again, of course, there's still the specter out there that China does something untowards against Taiwan. And if that happened, I think that would be extremely disruptive to the markets. China, by far and away, the world's biggest buyer of soybeans, and certainly the U.S.'s biggest customer. So that's the threat from a geopolitical sense between China and the U.S., is if China does, has been threatening for a year or two now, make some kind of a move against Taiwan, I think that would be the geopolitical risk there.
And of course, their allegiance with Russia as well is also something that gets talked about. And how close are they really? And what does that mean for everything?
You know, the thing about all that is that, you know, Russia can supply primarily wheat. Russia can't supply everybody. I mean, they were blessed with an all-time record crop a year ago. Their crop's pretty good this year. I was just at a conference where people were talking about, you know, weather and crop production, particularly in Russia. And historically, going back 100 years, Russia has had major droughts at least twice every decade. And they've had pretty doggone good crop production now for 11 years in a row. So there are some people saying, well, yeah, they've been able to supply a lot of the world, particularly with wheat, because of great weather. But, you know, we're in a period of climate variability, I like to say, and so does Daryl, not necessarily climate change. So the first time they have a production hiccup, then, you know, all bets are off the table with Russia as well.
We'll break now for a look at the weather. We'll be back with more Inside Agriculture.